Oh boy. Here comes another Martin Zender in the dark smoking a cigarette video at 5:30 in the morning with no theme song. What does this portend? Well, I'm going to tell you what this portends. This portends the fact that everything is doomed. Everything you see, all the people in the world you interact with are doomed. This is not a prophecy. This is one of those videos where I share with you a really strong feeling. And I got this feeling yesterday at Blondie's. Blondie's is a bar on A1A in Fort Lauderdale on the ocean. I was there yesterday with Manfred Jones. Yesterday was Thursday, and Thursday, in case you don't know this, is free pool day at Blondie's on A1A in Fort Lauderdale. So Manfred and I go there on Thursdays and we shoot pool. And we invariably go to Beach Pizza around the corner and we buy two slices. And we shoot pool and we eat pizza. It's a nice time of fellowship. But yesterday something very different happened for me. And I talked about it with Manfred afterwards. I woke up from a nap maybe an hour before that, and my head just never cleared. I felt like I was in a fog. One ball on the side, couldn't make it. Seven ball in the corner, couldn't get it in. Nothing was working. And I'm looking at all the other people coming into the bar, and I'm watching the people outside, some beautiful people walking to and fro. And I looked at the tall buildings surrounding us, and the strongest sense overcame me that everything was doomed. And this has to do with the prophecy of our Lord, who said that the last days of this eon would be similar to the days of Noah, when people would be eating and drinking, marrying, going about their everyday lives. And then our Lord said something profound, until the day that the flood took them all away. There is a time coming upon this earth that I believe is on the very brink when a, quote, flood, unquote, greater than that of Noah is about to overtake the earth, known as the time of Jacob's trouble or the tribulation. Days concerning which our Lord said have never occurred upon the earth and never will occur upon the earth again. Every single person I saw yesterday was a dead man walking. Did they know it? Absolutely not. Every single person I saw, besides Manfred and myself, were blissfully unaware of what is coming and what is indeed on the brink. And that is wholesale destruction. During the tribulation, there is coming an earthquake. an earthquake the likes of which has never come upon the earth and never will come upon the earth again. And following the description of this quake in the book of Revelation, John, the prophet of God, says, "And the cities of the nations fall." Because this follows an earthquake that no Richter scale could possibly measure, then the cities of the nations falling is literal. The cities is a figure of association for the buildings of the cities. In Fort Lauderdale right now, buildings are going up and going up and going up because a lot of the country is moving for political reasons to Florida. Even without that, Fort Lauderdale, of course, is a popular vacation destination. But every single person that I saw yesterday was like passengers on the Titanic. The Titanic is one of my favorite examples of what is happening today. So appropriate. Every single person I saw was somehow excited and engaged in life. Now, people could have looked at Manfred and myself and said, well, they're eating, they're drinking, and we did look like the rest of the people. But something inside of us was happening that was not happening with anyone else. And that was our knowledge that God is bringing a fast end to this wicked eon and to the three wicked eons that precede the eons of the eons, which will see God get glory that to date he has not yet gotten. Manfred and me and you, we long to see God get the glory that is due him. And we wish that God would hurry and bring this eon to an end in order to usher in the eons of glory, the two future eons of glory. I can pretty much assure you that Manfred and I were the only people thinking this yesterday at Blondie's or in the entire city of Fort Lauderdale. And even in the entire state of Florida, there are only a handful of people who know what is coming and who long for the end of this eon and know what it will take to clear the earth of man's religion and politics, to usher in God's religion and politics. It is not a time of slow reformation. It is a time of quick and decisive judgment, in which hundreds of millions of people, if not billions, will die. And the people I saw going about their day, excited to be alive, excited to be in Fort Lauderdale, excited to be by the beach, by the ocean, were like those on the Titanic. It's like they're painting the rooms on the Titanic. It's like they're enjoying dinner in the first class dining room, or even in steerage dancing like Leonardo DiCaprio did in the movie with Kate Winslet, dancing on the Titanic. Yeah, they're all dancing on the Titanic. They're redecorating the rooms on the Titanic. The fatal blow has struck, and this ship has just hours to survive. And even now, it's tilting, tilting, tilting toward the Marianas Trench. And nobody knows it. Because these are like the days of Noah. And I told Manfred, I said, I can't continue our pool games. I have to go. I really felt heavy of spirit. And God coupled that with feeling heavy of head, but that was designated beforehand for me to feel. And I saw it. I felt it. I don't often talk about feelings, but in this case, my feelings are aligned with God's intention. It always stuns me how happy people appear in this world. It stuns me. When I was at Beach Pizza buying our two slices to take back to Manfred, to see people who, do not look to be the picture of health, to see people who seem to be disadvantaged in physical ways, in mental ways, or whatever, somehow enjoying themselves, somehow enjoying life. And I ask myself, why can't I do that? I seem to have every advantage. I'm healthy. I'm devilishly attractive. How is this? That none of these people get it. It's this, they're not called, they're not designated beforehand. They're not privy to the inside information that Manfred and I are privy to, and that you are privy to. I will say this. It's better to be depressed and warm than depressed and cold. You can quote me on that. If anyone would look at my circumstance, they would say, Zender's got it made. He lives in Vacation Land, USA. He shoots pool at Blondie's on Thursday with Manfred. Free pool. He doesn't have the specter of winter hanging over him like most of the country does. The cold is coming upon you. I know that. I know that dread feeling of feeling the air change, knowing that winter is coming. But there's another change coming, and there's another dread that is more real than the dread of the solar seasons. It could be a dread, but for us, it's not. The dread is that everything we've known is about to change. For the world, that change will involve the dismantling of their buildings, stone upon stone, not one stone left upon another. The dismantling of their lives as they know them. A time of such desperation that they will try to hide in the rocks in the caves of the world in order to escape the judgment. But there's no escaping it. We could feel that dread, you and I, Manfred and myself. We could feel that dread, but instead we look past it. We look past the days of the tribulation. We look past the birth pangs into the birth. But for us, our expectation is a prior expectation. Our expectation is to be delivered at any moment from this earth, from the citizens of this earth, from the politics of this earth, from the religion of this earth. Delivered from it at the perfect time, made immortal as we stand on our feet, changed to immortality. changed into bodies like our Lord's glorious body. Our apostle calls it pre-expectance in the Christ. This is our immediate future. And I used to think, and maybe even hope, that before the snatching away, we would feel some sort of bliss, some sort of tingly, electric feeling that would tell us it's moments away. I don't think that anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Now I think that we will feel the shadow of doom that is hanging like the sword of Damocles over the citizens of this decrepit, evil, blood-soaked earth. And I felt that yesterday. And you know, these days I feel it every day. I feel it every day because I know what's coming. And all that remains for me to do, and for you to do, and for Manfred to do, is endure to the end. But for us, it's really enduring to the beginning, isn't it? To the beginning of our new life. The thing is, being a part of the human race, I do mourn for those dead people walking that I saw yesterday. Dead men walking, dead women walking, dead children walking. Unaware of the coming night. And yet they keep building their buildings. They keep holding their celebrations. They keep eating, drinking, marrying. And maybe we're doing the same thing. Maybe right now there looks to be no difference between us and the doomed of this world. But there is. There is a huge difference. We have been designated beforehand for glory, for the place of a son. And those he designates beforehand, these he calls. Those he calls, these he justifies. And those he justifies, these he glorifies. It's coming.